It's the day after an episode of The Bachelor, which means we're getting 47 and a half seconds on the clock for Jackson's 47 and a half second Bachelor breakdown.
So I'm just going to go ahead and let you know right now, spoiler.
Okay, spoiler alert.
I don't read ahead online to see spoilers, but if you're DVRing, you're going to hear spoilers for yesterday's episode.
Okay.
So episode 3, this is my 47 and a half second Bachelor breakdown. Let me go ahead and get my papers ready and everything. All right, and here we go. Started off with a one-on-one date with Victoria P. in Peter's hometown. They went line dancing, then a romantic dinner at an airport. Because remember, Peter's a pilot. Kelsey tried to explain to Hannah that just because she called her several names doesn't mean she was bullying, and that's okay. All right. She then said it's not a big deal about the champagne bottle while making a very big deal about the champagne bottle. And then begin the emergence of Alea as the scary one. Demi showed up with an army of aggressive women, jolting everyone out of bed. She planned the group date and brought them outfits to wear, which consisted of lingerie, pajamas, and a moo-moo, then forced the ladies to pillow fight each other, which got very violent and scary. Sydney told Peter there might be someone who isn't there for love. No way! Not on a game show! He then promptly kicked her under the bus and told the rest of the women what she said. Several women told Peter he couldn't trust Alea, and he actually listened to him because he sent her packing. But at the end of the episode, it showed him talking to the producers.
Okay.
Here's the deal. The producers are the ones that make the rose choices. He doesn't. Like it's
Don't take the curtain and open it for people, Jackson.
It's not that I have insider information. If you're a viewer of the show and you see someone who is clearly a villain and they have five women come to Peter and say, "Hey, this person is lying to you. Yeah. This person is manipulative. This person is mean to us." And then Peter goes, "Yeah, I think someone on here is lying to me. I think they're being manipulative. I don't think I can trust them.
Okay.
But I really feel for her." That's a producer pick.
The producers want
the drama.
I see what you mean.
They want the drama
for
on
sure.
there. Because at the end of the episode, he was talking to one of the producers off camera. And she was going, "Are you sure you made the right decision? Are you sure that's what you want to do?" "I don't know. Maybe I should go sit in the cockpit of a plane some more, and then you can shoot more B footage
of
me."
Wait, can I go back to the part of your 47 and a half second breakdown that stood out to me? Did you say there was a date in the airport?
No, yes, they went and they had dinner in an airport because
I wonder what that bill was. Do you know I paid $17 for one Bloody Mary at the airport?
They had the whole airport themselves. And it wasn't just peanuts that they were eating in there. And then, of course, they're making out in the cockpit of a plane. Because keep in mind, Peter is a pilot, okay? Don't forget, he flies planes for a living.
Oh, gosh.
Peter is a pilot. One of the funniest things was when they brought out, when Demi took over the date.
Okay.
And made all the women, brought them all pajamas and lingerie. One woman goes, who is college educated, goes, "How am I supposed to be walking around in lingerie?"
What is that? Oh, is it a lingerie?
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
"How am I supposed to be walking around in lingerie?" It's like, "Honey, you got new to a college that wouldn't even accept me. And you can't say the word lingerie? Come on, lingerie. Don't lingerie on
the
this for too long."
The word of the day is lingerie. Lingerie.
And the caption, guy is savage because he even put quotes around it.
Oh,
and
that is great.
Spelled it phonetically, lingerie.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah. Good times.